Trinity of the Most High God Ministry, the Holy Center of Deliverance. Stay connected.
Shalom, my brother, my sister. It's Pastor Daniel Waxon of the Trinity of the Most High God. Watch now.
Jesus. Please don't hesitate to visit the Trinity of the Most High God. Your life will never be the same again.
We are a healing, deliverance, and prophetic ministry with the doctrine of repentance, reconciliation, and restoration.
We consider the four main purposes of our ministry according to Luke chapter 4 verses 18 to 19.
Thank you, Jesus. In the meantime, please, you're going to prepare the Bible. You're going to read the book of Job chapter 39 from 13 to 18. Please write it down. While the choir is going to lead us into a worship song, you can be meditating on the biblical prophecy. Job 39 from 13 to 18. The second one is Lamentation chapter 4, verse 3. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 3. Choir, please.
Sois des mots, le parfum qui t'est dû, la beauté de ton nom, mon âme est perdue, je vais n'être qu'à toi. Jésus, je t'aime. Reçois du Père de vouloir adorer ton Seigneur et ta fidélité, je vais n'être qu'à toi. Jésus, je t'aime.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, rien n'est plus bon que ton nom.
No one compares to you, Jesus.
Rien de plus saint que le sang du pardon.
Nothing is good.
Je veux m'être qu'à toi.
I want to be by your side.
Jésus, mon roi.
Jesus Christ, my King.
Rien de plus beau que ton nom.
Nothing is beautiful more than your name.
Rien n'est plus saint que le sang du pardon. Je veux n'être qu'à toi.
I want to be by your side, Jesus Christ.
Jésus, mon roi. Oh, reçois l'adoration. Tu es le roi de gloire, notre victoire. Digne es-tu, Seigneur, Emmanuel. Reçois l'adoration. Tu es le roi de notre victoire, digne tu Seigneur, Emmanuel.
Thank you, choir. Thank you, choir. Thank you, choir. My brother, my sister, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am so glad to be here for you, standing humbly before the saint. The Bible is telling us that where two, three people they gather in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost is among them. We believe that the Holy Ghost is here, isn't it? The Holy Ghost blesses. The Holy Ghost heals. The Holy Ghost restores. The Holy Ghost delivers. The Holy Ghost brings joy. You, when you are in the church, you need to understand that you are in the presence of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is in you, And you are with the brothers and sisters. They have the Holy Ghost with them. And the anointing overflow everywhere because we gather here in the name of Jesus Christ. I greet Brother Kumalo, who came to visit us here, and his wife, Mama Nora. I'm so glad to see you. You are welcome in the house of God. Yes, today it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ has made for us. I can see this is the daughter, isn't it? Okay. We are in the house of God. We thank God. I greet everyone who is following this service via Facebook and YouTube and the radio Podbean. This service, it is live broadcasted, as we always do. You may find this service right now on our Facebook page, The Perfect Healer, and on YouTube, the name of the channel is Waxon, O-U-A-K-S-O-N. On the radio Podbean, the name of the channel is Healing Sermons. Today, we are going to be blessed by the word of God. The title of my message is The Mother Ostrich and God's Wisdom. Please write it down. The Mother Ostrich and God's Wisdom. Today, I will preach only in English. And then I pray that every Sunday we will be preaching only in English until we get the interpreter. Our interpreter is not available, unfortunately, because of job, occupation. This time around is complicated. A person is available. When now he gets a job, the job is now obliging the person to work on Sunday. This is complicated. The world is so damaged. But we understand Daniel, the prophet in Babylon, when they obliged him in a foreign land, he did not accept to compromise his faith, his belief. But we, because of a money issue, we compromise our belief. That is not good. Sometimes the blessing that you may receive today, it will never grow even tomorrow. Because we don't see tomorrow, we see only today. We are sowing, even what we are doing here, we are sowing. We spend money to organize a church service. We spend money for you and I to gather together. That is sowing. And we reap every day. How do you reap? You reap by divine protection. You reap because you sleep and you wake up in the morning, you have a breath of life. That is grace. You reap because when you see your children, they are so beautiful and they are healthy. You reap. You reap. Sometimes you go to job interview. You are 20 in number, but only you have been selected. You reap in many ways. You are on the road. There is an accident, but you overcome. You reap in many ways. So that it is. We only see money. But blessing in our life is not determined only by money, because we have prosperity. Prosperity includes everything, including money. So if today you have money, but you are not prosperous, then it's a big problem. There's a difference between prosperity and riches. There is a difference. You and I, we need to deserve to look for prosperity. Prosperity. Prosperity is a thing of mind. What is in your mind? Because sometimes when we pray, sometimes we pray, Father, deliver me from the spirit of poverty. Deliver me from the spirit of poverty. There is a problem. Meaning that you yourself, you acknowledge that you are poor. Am I talking to someone? You pray, deliver me from the spirit of poverty. When you talk like that, your word is confessing poverty. Are you poor? Try to compare yourself with the other people sleeping in the streets under the bridge. You have a shelter where you stay with your children, even though it is small. Try to compare yourself with the people that are eating from the dustbin. But you, at least you eat something, even though it is small. Try to compare yourself. So why do you call yourself poor? Are you to see, deliver me from poverty? I don't like this poverty. Remember, my brother, my sister, when we read the story of Jabez in the Bible, Jabez was a poor. He was a suffering. And the name of Jabez means suffering. Because the mother gave him the name suffering. Why? Because the mother suffered a lot. When she was pregnant of Jabez, the mother suffered a lot. It's very dangerous to give the name to the children, the name of negativity, suffering, poverty, troubles. That is not a good thing to do. The mother gave the name to the son, Jabez, meaning suffering. So what happened? This is dangerous. This is very dangerous. But Jabez suffered. But when he prayed, he did not say, I'm poor. The prayer of Jabez was like this. Extend the limit of my blessing. Extend the limit of my territory. What does it mean? Meaning that he knew that he lacks, but he did not say, I'm poor. But he said, extend. Extending means he, first of all, acknowledge the level of the blessing that he has. The level of the blessing that he has. Now, God is asking, he's now asking God to extend the level. To extend the level of a blessing. To extend the level of a blessing. To extend the level of grace. To extend the level of his faith. To extend the level of his riches. That is what is important. So, my brother, my sister, sometimes our prayers do not work because of the way we pray. The title of my message, as I was saying, is The Mother Ostrich and God's Wisdom. Let us read the Bible. I would like someone to help me read the Bible. Job chapter 39 from 13 to 18. You can help me read this in English. You need a mic, please. People following on the radio, on YouTube, please decide. Yeah. Job chapter 3.
Job chapter 39, start from verse 13. The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are they the pinion and plumage of love? 14. The ostrich leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. 15. Forgetting that a foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may trample them. 16. She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor in vain, because she has no sense of danger for her unborn brood. 17. For the God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to the understanding. 18. Yet when she lifts herself up in right, so swift is she that she can laugh to scorn the horse and his rider. Thank you.
John chapter 4, verse 3. You will understand by the time you match this. Huh? Lamentations chapter 4, verse 3. Please let us read it. Who can help? Lamentations chapter 4, verse 3. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 3. Who can read it? Yes, my sister. Okay. Please, you can come and read.
Verse 3. Even jackals offer their breasts to nurse their young. But my people have become heartless, like ostriches in the desert. Verse 4. Because of this, the infant's tongue sticks to the roof of its mouth. The children beg for bread, but no one gives it to them. Those who once ate delicacies are destitute in the streets. Those brought up in royal purple now lie on ash heaps. The punishment of my people is greater than that of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment without a hand turned to help her. Verse 7. Their princes were brighter than snow and whiter than milk. Their bodies more ruby than rubies. Their appearance like lapis lazuli. Verse 8. But now they are blacker than salt. They are now recognized in the streets. Their skin have shriveled on their bones. It has become as dry as a stick. Verse 9. Those killed by the sword are better off than those who die of famine. Wrecked with hunger, they waste away for lack of food from the field.
Applaud for the word of God. Thank you. Let us bow our head and to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Jehovah, King of glory, marvelous and precious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this gathering under the anointing of your spirit. This word, it is yours. I am just your instrument. Then I pray that you articulate my tongue, my lips, my mouth, to be able to represent your will. My Father, Apostle Paul said that he preached the word of God on your behalf with the power of the demonstration of your spirit to change lives of a people. This is what I am willing to do. Grant all of the desire of our heart. Speak to the heart of everyone, so that we will testify your name in the name of Jesus Christ. Father Lord, give us the understanding as we want to understand your will through this bird that you created, ostrich. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name, amen. So I was saying that the title of my message is The Mother Ostrich and God's Wisdom. The wisdom that you and I have came from God. And then comes God is the beginning of wisdom. Now, the fear of the Lord, it does not mean that you and I will have to fear God as if he's a phantom. God is not a ghost, he's not a phantom. But God loves us. The word fear means respect. You need to understand it in a prophetic way, because you can't fear your father. It's not possible. A son or a daughter does not fear the father, but he loves him, respect him. Now, respecting your father, it means that obey to his command. Whatever he's asking to do, you're going to do it. Why? Because you love him. Love makes us to accept freely the instruction which has been given to us. If you are before your teacher that you don't love, it will be difficult for you to accept even the teaching of your teacher. So everything starts with love. We love God. That is why there is something crashing there. We love God. That is why you and I, we, ear to the word of God. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, obey my command. So, we have here ostrich and God's wisdom. We have read the book of Job chapter 39, and we understand that the ostrich is joyful. That good part of ostrich is joyful, very joyful. Ostrich is an animal, it's a bird, it does not fly. Please follow me. Yes? What do you want? Okay, then exchange with another one before I give this. So, ostrich is a bird. Is a bird that does not fly. It's a bird that does not fly. Please understand, this is very important. Ostrich is called a bird. It's a bird. All birds fly, but this one does not fly. How will you understand it? Please follow me very well. This is a prophetic message. Ostrich has a small head. Ostrich has a small head. Small head. The head of the ostrich is very small. But the eyes of the ostrich is big. Meaning that ostrich can see very far. But the brain of the ostrich is very small. Please, I'm describing so that when I go prophetically, we'll understand. Ostrich is very big. Big in his wings. But the head of the ostrich is very, 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 it's very, very small. The eyes is big. You can see far. The brain of the ostrich is smaller than the eyes. Imagine when the brain is small. Will you think? You will not do well. So God is speaking to Job. Because Job was trying to question God based on the problem that he was going through. He was questioning God. It seems like God has missed a point. It seems like God has failed to control just for 1 second the universe. That is why the devil came and to hit him. Follow the conversation between God and Job from Job 1 and up to 39 where we are. So Job started questioning God, and God gave the answer. And the answer of God, you're going to see it from Job chapter 38 and 39. Now here, God is giving the example of an ostrich. Now understand that the ostrich is very proud. Very proud. He runs faster. You can even, sometimes he runs faster than a horse. Ostrich can run faster, like 60 kilometers per hour. How will you understand it? It's very fast. It does not fly. Now, when it's running, it does not care about horse and the rudder. It's so confident, very proud. That is the behavior of the ostrich. Ostrich, you will understand, even when it sleeps on the stomach or standing. Standing like this and he's sleeping, he opens the eyes. He does not close his eyes when he sleeps. Why? Because he wants to give impression that he's awake. I want you to understand the characteristic, the good part of the ostrich. But I will focus on the negative part of the ostrich. The negative part, because the brain is small and he does not have wisdom and knowledge. That said the Lord. In the book of Job, chapter 39, God is saying to Job, ostrich does not have any wisdom. That is why the title of my message is The Mother Ostrich and God's Wisdom. No matter the level of your dignity on the earth, if you don't have wisdom, it is zero. No matter how much you are, how much rich you are, If you don't have wisdom, it is zero. Please understand, I'm now going to the prophetic. Ostrich here represent the type of the bride of Christ. Ostrich here represent a type of the ministry in the body of Christ. When we see ostrich, he has children. The baby ostrich, there are so many, very in number, many in number. But what he does, when he lays the eggs, he just puts them on the ground. That's why we talk about the mother ostrich. He just puts the legs on the ground. He does not care about the eggs. Job chapter 39 is explaining that he does not care about the pain he went through when he was pregnant. He does not care. He does not care about the labor, the pain of the labor when he was giving birth. Imagine you and I, we are struggling by the grace of God, and we have members. At the end of the day, we scatter the members. Try to see. I'm now in the prophetic. We have members, 1,000 members. Now, at the end of the day, we scatter the members. What makes us scatter the members? Sometimes we did not do anything physically, nothing physically, but we have done something spiritually. See, the ostrich here has children, but he put the children just on the ground. He does not remember that there are cheetah, it's an animal that eats the eggs. He does not remember that tada is the eggs. He does not remember. He does not remember that there are animals that come, even the eagle. He comes and to eat the eggs. How can you expose your children on the ground in the open? Mama Dorothy, did you understand? So you have children, but you don't care about them. The children that are complaining, you don't care. The children, they have a spiritual problem, you expose them. My mother used to say that that chicken, the mother chicken. What is the proper name? The mother chicken. Hen, thank you. My mother used to tell me the hen, when he has children, babies, he exposed them because of talking too much. And the snake will come, start eating one by one. Because the snake will understand that there are children there of a hen. Why? Because the speech of the hen changes when he carries babies. Are you following me? When a hen is walking, there is some sound he used to make. That sound is a message that gives the intention, the impression that he carries children. Now, every animal that eats a baby hen will come after them. Why? Because the mother has given a signal. So we understand that we parents, sometimes we expose our children because we talk too much. We may say, oh, you are so evil. That word that you are communicating to the children, you are exposing the children to the spirit of evil. Because the spirit of evil will understand that they are calling me. I have to come. You are very stupid. Very stupid. You boy. Very stupid boy. You have called already the spirit of stupidity for the child also to have it. I'm explaining the mother hen. I am explaining the mother ostrich. I'm explaining spiritually, how do we expose the children? Now, let us come here in the church. In the church, when, for instance, we are in a ministry, and the ministry is big, we have members. What is happening? The church that has the characteristic of a ostrich will not even do deliverance. I'm speaking here, and then this is for everyone. It is for me, it is for members, and it is for servant of God. There are churches we rely on the number of members that you have in the church. I have spoken with the many people when we do online prophetic orientation. Sisters and brothers that are in the churches that are very big. I say, did you speak to your pastor with regard to this problem? No, pastor, I do not speak to my pastor for this problem. But why? Do you pay offering there? Yes, I pay offering. Do you pay your tithe there? Yes, I pay my tithe. But the problem that I have seen here, you have confirmed it. Did you explain it to your pastor? No. The second question, why you did not explain it to your pastor? Because the pastor is not available. The pastor, after preaching, he goes straight. He enters the cars with the bodyguards, no? And he goes, no? So there is no time to talk to the pastor because there must be appointment, and appointment may take 1 month, 2 months. We delivered one brother here, Brother Sundani, a South African. That brother went to different churches, starting from the first church where he is, where he was. He explained the problem to the pastor. The pastor just ignored him. He went to another church. They say he paid 7,000 rand consultation. I believe you know what I'm talking about. There are churches. For you to be delivered, you have to register. The registration, you pay something. And it's a lot of money. Then they program you to pray for you. I'm explaining here the ostrich. How the children of God, the body of Christ, is getting exposed. That brother went to different churches, not work. And what he did, he went now to Sangoma places. He went now to fetish places. They put more evil spirit in him. Please follow that deliverance. If you want, you can ask me, or we send you the link. When I was delivering that brother, an evil spirit was coming out and even attacking me. My wife, Mama Giselle, suffered. If you follow that video, you will understand what was happening. I even pushed my wife not to touch him. This was happening in the spirit. Just watch that video, you will understand. I pushed my wife not to touch him because fetish. He had a lot of muti. They were coming out when I was spreading the anointed water. They were coming out. When they come out, they will enter, no? So I was feeling they were coming on me. And they were going on her. Then I pushed my wife far away. If you watch the video, you will understand. Just ask me, we send you the link. And the brother, after the delivery, confirmed, yes, they put a lot of muti on him. Just to look for solution. See, the baby ostrich is exposed. His former pastor did not care about the situation. The baby ostrich is crying. Cheetah is coming to eat me. The mother does not care. God is saying to Job that the ostrich does not care. He treats harshly his children. He does not care about the pain of the labor. I remember my wife told me there was a church in Jemison, where we are here. That church was full, bigger. It was a prophetic ministry, and it was a woman. But the church scattered just because of the way prophecy were going out and in, misinterpretation, whatever, and the church scattered. The mother ostrich did not take care of the children. May the Lord Jesus Christ give us wisdom. And then this includes myself. The wisdom to take care of children. The wisdom to take care of our children. even the children in the church of Christ. It is very important. Ostrich demonstrate beauty, confidence, but all this, it is apparently. Because God is saying he does not have wisdom. So everything he's doing, it is just deceiving himself. The brain is very small. I pray that our brain will grow in a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen. When we talk about the growth of the brain, it is not that the brain will start growing like it's a tumor. No, not like that. This is spiritual. If your brain, my brain is bigger, meaning that we will have the capacity to manage problems, the capacity to think well, the capacity to memorize instruction of God. And the memory of our spirit will also be big. Big. When you wake up in the morning, you have 10 dreams. You have all of them. I remember my wife, before I married her, she used to tell me, I dream too much. In the day when I wake up in the morning, I can tell you even 20 dreams. That is what she was. But she did not know the interpretation of dreams. She had the gift to dream, but she did not have the interpretation of dreaming, of dreams. So meaning that God, when he gives you something, you may lack another thing because he wants you to communicate with your brother. He wants you to communicate with your sister. He does not want us to be right. Something we lack. You have a church. You will need this brother, this sister to assist you to do even evangelism. Even though you are gifted, you can't build the church you alone. You will need someone else to assist you. So try to imagine if the ostrich had wisdom and intelligence. Try to imagine. He would have been on top. He would have even neglected many other animals in the bush. And no one, see, he would have taken control over everyone. Because without wisdom, without knowledge, ostrich is pride. They kill him. They kill the baby. Because what? He lacks wisdom. Imagine, during that time, if God gave him wisdom and intelligence, ostrich would have been very, very, very proud. He is proud as he is. Imagine if he has knowledge. That's the problem. So God, he does it so that we can live in harmony with others. So that we can acknowledge our brother's talent, our sister's talent. I need you to support me. I need you to advance me. Then I grow. If I say I am alone and I have everything I need in my life, I have it. So meaning that I will not value you. It is very important. I finish my message. It's very short. It is important always to seek for God's wisdom. God's wisdom will help us manage what we have. God's wisdom will help us manage what we have. What we have, first of all, it is our life, our body. If we talk about our body, what can you say to all people that today they have their salary and they go to the nightclub, they start drinking, taking alcohol, smoking. At the end of the day, after 2 days, the salary is gone. We need God's wisdom because that alcohol is damaging the body. That alcohol is damaging the body. That alcohol is stealing the money. We need God's wisdom. We need God's wisdom to live in a harmony in a marriage. Because there will be problems in our lives. but you need to know how to settle them. King Solomon, Bible, when he was a king, he presented offering to God, and God was pleased. And then God did what? He visited King Solomon in the dream, and he said, "Tell me, what do you want? I'm pleased, I'm happy because of your offering. But now tell me, what do you want?" King Solomon said, "I need intelligence and wisdom." So the type of the ministry, the minister that we are, we need to grow in wisdom. If we want to be an ostrich, we need to acknowledge that we lack wisdom, we lack intelligence, and then we have to seek wisdom and intelligence only from God. A ministry that has many members, but we do not care about those members, that ministry, it is like an ostrich. I am speaking here now to the men of God, including myself. A ministry that has many members, but does not care individually in concerning the personal situation of everyone in the church, that ministry, it is like an ostrich. A ministry that has many members in the church, but does not individually take care of the situation of each and every member in the church spiritually, that ministry, it is like an ostrich. Prophetic suggestion. This will be published. So you and I, when I'm talking like this, I'm talking to myself. You and I, we need to understand that the member in the church, they are there. They are still there. The member, they are there. They are still there. But they are stolen. They are already killed by Cheta. Hey. Remember, they are there. We dance every time. Hey, my God is good. The members are there. The time of offering, remember, they come, they dance, they are putting the offering, they pay the tithe. The pastor, mama pastor, look at the churches. There are a lot of money there. That is good. You are just an ostrich when you don't take care of those members individually concerning their spiritual life. I am speaking to servant of God. You are eating the offering, you are eating tithe, but you do not take care of the situation. Hey, sometimes when a member will come, "Pastor, I have this situation. I have this situation. I have this situation. Please pray for me." The pastor will ask, "What is the situation?" "This and this and this and this." The pastor will say in his heart, "This situation is difficult. This, I can't handle it because I will be attacked by a demon. I don't want it." The pastor now ignores the situation. I am talking per experience based on what I received from members online when we talk together. A pastor is supposed to say, "This, I can't handle it. Go and meet that pastor to do it for you." He will not do that because of what? The pride of ostrich. Ostrich wants to give the impression that he knows everything. He wants to give the impression that he is powerful. When he puts his wings like this, his secret is his wings. When he does like this, he is powerful. He shows to people that I am on top. Just watch ostrich. I watch ostrich this night. My wife asked me, "You are watching ostrich, why?" Because I wanted to understand ostrich. So he like this. He will turn. He's so happy. He does not care. He does not care. And then when they come to attack him, he will abandon the babies. He will run after the person who has attacked him. Other animal will come and eat all the chicken, all the babies. Try to understand what I'm talking about. They come to attack him. Just pretend. Other animal, there are maybe two in numbers. One is there, waiting. Another one will come just to attack ostrich. Ostrich will run after that man, that animal. The other one comes, start eating. When he comes back, the babies are gone. No intelligence,
no wisdom. You need to read the Bible for you to understand that the ostrich does not have intelligence and wisdom. It's God who said it. But if you ask scientific people, those who are in a zoo, they will tell you ostrich is intelligent, is this and this. But God, Jesus was told us, he has no intelligence, he has no wisdom. But when you look at him, you will understand that you will have the impression that the ostrich is okay. Yes, it is. The members, they are there in numbers. If you do not intercede for the members, you will not know the problems. Number two, if you know the problems and you don't care, it is a problem. If you know the problem and then you are not willing to assist them because of your limit, maybe in the spirit, and you are not referring that member to another body of Christ, then we behave like an ostrich. The members, they are in the church. They are singing, dancing, paying the tithe, the offering. But as long as they are lukewarm, meaning that ni hot, ni cold, meaning that you have, sold them to Cheta. I am talking prophetically. You and I, we have the impression that everything is okay. But when you go home, you face the situation. You face the problem. When you come to the church, you smile, you dance with your brother and sister. When you go to the house, you face the problem. You face the situation. And that problem, it is spiritual. Only spiritually it will be handled. But who's going to help you is the church. But the church is doing nothing, meaning that you are like the baby ostrich, abandoned by his own mother. This is what's happening.
Clean means that the man of God has cast out demon. The demon is gone. So the person is clean. Every evil is gone. The person is clean. Another word, empty. I am in Matthew 12, from 43. Empty. Empty means the devil is not there, God is not there. No God, no devil. Empty. And what will happen? The devil will come back. The devil will say, oh, he's empty. The Holy Ghost is not there. The blood of Jesus Christ is not there. Let me come back and call other powerful demons so that they will come. And when they come and they enter the wood. That is why the situation of the person becomes worse than before. So in the church, what you need to do, you and I, we need to preach the word of God. We need to teach the word of God. And for babies in the church, in the body of Christ, to be wise, to be prudent, and to know how to escape the weapon of the devil. And then we men of God, we need to understand that every member in the church has a problem and we need to take care of it. It is very important to understand that deliverance is very important, because even the ostrich does deliverance, trying to protect his children because of lack of wisdom and intelligence. The protection does not even work. They still kill the children. So deliverance is everywhere. We as a mother, we as a father, and a man of God, we still need to focus on deliverance in a daily basis. We need always to do self-deliverance. And we need always to take care of our brothers, our sisters, even our children, so that we will be protected. The babies of the ostrich must not be eaten, must not be stolen. Why? Because we are connected to the wisdom of God and to show us ahead of the time. The eyes of the ostrich is big. It can see far, but it does not understand how to escape. It can see the danger, but it does not know how to escape. You and I, we have dreams. There are people that used to tell me, Pastor, I have this, because we interpret dreams by the grace of God. So people, they come and tell me dream. He has seen far. He has seen far, but he does not understand the meaning of the dream. So ostrich behaves like that. He sees far because it has big eyes. Big eyes. He can see very far, but he does not know what to do. It is easy to take the baby and to take them under the bush and to get something that can cover the children and to be there. You want to protect the children under maybe the rope. Is to do understand what I'm saying. It's easy to do that. But the problem is that he does not do that. He will take the children in the open. You see? This is in a desert. He's there with the children. And the lion, they see the children. Chicken, they see the children. The snake, they see the children. Every child is exposed. I believe someone can understand this message. It's a short message, but it's very deep. We parents, you have to protect our children. We men of God, we have to protect our children. We children of God, we have to acquire the wisdom and the intelligence from God. Because when we are wise, when we are wise and intelligent, we will know how to behave. When the problem comes, you will know how to behave. You can even correct your mother. You can even correct your father because you know the truth. So it is important to seek the wisdom of God. It is important to seek the intelligence of God. And the mother and the parent, they have always to grow in wisdom and intelligence to transfer into the children. The church, the same. We pastors, we need to grow in the wisdom of God and to have like the big eyes of the ostrich to see the situation very far and the wisdom to know how to handle the situation. I have finished my message. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud for the Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister. Thank God. Let us stand up, please. Hallelujah. Where you are, begin to pray and to ask forgiveness. Ask forgiveness. Myself, I do the same thing. Because we might have behaved somewhere like the ostrich. Negligence. We thought that we have everything. Because of the money that we have, we thought that we have everything. Solomon the king was a king. He did not say that I have everything. He knew that as a king I am, I need wisdom and intelligence. He said, because I will be able, so that I will be able to handle these people. Meaning like the church. Try to see Solomon like the pastor. And try to see the children of Israel under Solomon, who is the pastor. And Solomon is the king with the intelligence and the wisdom. And acquire the wisdom from the Lord. Pray, my father, forgive me. Because I have behaved like an ostrich. In one department of my life to another, I have behaved like an ostrich. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Pray. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Ask for forgiveness. I did not seek your intelligence. I did not seek your wisdom. Then I suffered. Many things I have lost. I would have been prosperous. I would have been rich. But I failed. I failed because I did not seek for wisdom. I
did not seek for intelligence. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Pray. Pray.
In your presence is where we are in you.
Pray.
We need your mercy.
Oh, Jesus, grant, forgive my brother. Forgive my sister. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Oh, Lord, I behaved like an ostrich. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me. I behaved like an ostrich. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive Pastor Daniel Watson. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Forgive my brother. Forgive my sister. He behaved like an ostrich. So pride, so pride, so pride. I begin to rebuke the spirit of pride. The spirit of pride. I rebuke the spirit of pride. I rebuke the spirit of pride. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise my Father, my Father. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from your enemies. Praise. Deliver me, Lord, from your enemies. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from your enemies. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from my enemies. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from your enemies. Deliver me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, pray. As you pray, the power of deliverance is coming down. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from your enemies. Deliver me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm alone, but I'm not alone with you. With you, I'm not alone. The mother of fish abandoned me. The mother of fish abandoned me. I am a baby. I am a baby. I relied on the mother of fish, but he abandoned me. I am abandoned. I am abandoned. I need you. I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jehovah. Then deliver me. The mother of fish abandoned me. The mother of fish abandoned me. I am alone. The checkup is coming. The checkup is coming. The checkup is coming. The checkup is coming. To destroy my life. Protect me, Jehovah. Oh Lord, I am your child. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is a prophetic. 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 Pray. 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 The power of God, the power of deliverance is coming to restore the life of a baby ostrich. The power of God is coming down to restore the life of a baby ostrich. The power of God is coming down to restore the life of a baby ostrich. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever you are, in the church, in this church, in another church, wherever you are the child of God. Only the power of God delivers you. Only the power of God delivers you. When the mother of fish has fed, when the mother of fish has fed, the power of God is starting. The power of God is starting. The anointing of God is starting. The power of deliverance is starting. When the mother of fish has fed, you baby of fish, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Did you just say thank you, Jesus Christ? Say thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Because you have understood my prayer. Because you have understood my prayer. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your deliverance, your protection. The mother of fish has abandoned me. Lack of wisdom, lack of intelligence. But you have come. You have come to deliver me in the dream, in the vision, in the night, in the prayer. Thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us approach.
L'estéril enfant, le sourd entend, par sa puissance.
Meditate in your heart. The word of today, it is a prophetic word for you, for me, for men of God. This is for everyone, including myself. We thank God. I want to present this announcement. And then after this announcement, I need the mic. Can you check another mic? If you can see, it's cutting. Okay. Where is the black? Okay. I can manage. Don't worry. I can manage. The answer is this one. It's as follows. We have a midnight prayer every first Friday of the month. The first Friday of the month and the last Friday of the month, we have a midnight prayer. This last Friday, we had a very big and powerful midnight prayer. Please just find it on YouTube and Facebook and then follow it. You'll be blessed. Every first Friday of the month and the last Friday of the month. Every Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, we have a service called Dream Interpretation and the Deliverance Prayer. We do it from 9 p.m. South Africa time, 7 p.m. And Wednesday, we have teaching on Wednesday from 9 p.m. Sunday, the service starts from 10 a.m. by the grace of God. It is live broadcasted from 11 a.m. Which announcement again to give here? Yes. We are planning to do the last midnight prayer, which is the last Friday of the month. We are planning to do it in the church here. Not in the studio, but in the church. Meaning that every last Friday of the month, we come here in the evening, so it is an overnight prayer. Where people, they come, we have enough time to do deliverance, and then it is live. Why we have not yet started, because we need to get a TV screen. So if there is any partner, you following, you here, or those following on from Europe, from Africa, from Asia, from America, please support us. We need a bigger screen. I don't know where to put it, or there. I don't know where. The midnight prayer, we have pastors enter the studio. So you and I, we're going to be seeing them there on the screen. And then those people that they will come to pray for them, you will also see them on the screen, so that we will focus spiritually by faith for their deliverance. For that, the midnight prayer will start then. It's at midnight, but we will come here on time, maybe by 8 p.m. to do the setup, everything. Remember, they come from 9 p.m. We start the service. We start the service, and it be a live service until maybe 2 a.m., 3 a.m. If you have to sleep here, we sleep here. We have many rooms here, and we sleep. And then By 5 a.m., then we go. So that is the project. A breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Yes, I think I have finished my announcement. Mama, is there any announcement? Okay. Papa Jeremy will come here, and then after that, maybe for 15 minutes, then the choir will continue singing while the media team will prepare the setup, and then we come for deliverance. Every person who needs deliverance, please be in prayer. Pray, because it is God that delivers. It's God that delivers through the Holy Ghost. So be connected yourself. Pray for the Lord Jesus Christ to touch you, for the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver. Even you following on YouTube, on Facebook, on the radio podbean, just believe that the word of God heals, delivers, bless. It is through the word of God that you're going to hear. You accept it, that you will be delivered. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost.
Need to attend the Sunday live service? Don't wait now. Stay tuned and get connected in the name of Jesus Christ. The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you. Come for the living Word of God. Learn with us. Favor, grace, and prosperity. We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Please, come now and enjoy the Word.
Let God change your mind in the way to understand the concept of prosperity and your attitude toward divine favor and grace. Get ready now.
We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Follow our sermons that open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of slavery. Healing Serums.
Hello, we are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel and Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
You may be asking questions every day. What is favor? What is grace? What is prosperity?
People follow on YouTube, Waxen, Podbean app, Healing Sermons, Facebook, The Perfect Healer.
Healing Sermons are preached by Pastor Evangelist Daniel in South Africa, a deliverance minister with prophetic messages that change people's lives. Our sermons open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of people. Do you need to hear the living Word of God? Visit the Church Trinity of the Most High God. Your life will never be the same again.
The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you now.